हरे कृष्णा। टॉलरेटिंग डिजायर्स वोंट मेक अस डिप्राइव्ड, इट विल मेक अस रिलीव्ड। व्हेन वी आर टोल्ड टू कंट्रोल आवर सेंसेस, ऑफन वी रिजेंट दैट बिकॉज वी फील वी बी डिप्राइव्ड। वी फील दैट ओके, इन द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स देर इज प्लेजर and I am not being allowed to enjoy this pleasure. I am being told not to enjoy it. And thus we feel we are being deprived of that pleasure. And if that is our basis, that if we let that feeling gain hold, get root within us, within our consciousness, then we will never be able to tolerate or reject our desires. We'll indulge in them. We will sooner or later indulge in them as soon as the opportunity comes. And thus we will relapse. So we need to change our vision, that not deprivation, we won't feel deprived. Yes, there is a little pleasure from which we will be deprived. But actually, along with that pleasure, there is a lot of agitation from which we will be relieved, from which we will be saved. In the 18.38, the Bhagavad Gita talks about the nature of passionate pleasures. And it says, Vishaya Indriya Sanyogad Yattadagre Amritopamam Pariname Vishamiva Tatsukham Raja Samsmita. So Vishaya Indriya Sanyogad. This contact of senses and sense objects. Yattadagre Amritopamam. Initially it may seem like pleasure, nectar. But Pariname Vishamiva. But the consequence is misery. And Tatsukham Raja Samsmita. This is happiness, this is pleasure in the mode of passion. That means Krishna is stating over here that actually this pleasure is just initial. After that, there's a lot of misery. And to understand this, let's consider the example of an alcoholic. See, there are two friends. One of them is alcoholic and the other is the non-alcoholic. And say both of them pass while going from their office to their home or from their home to their office, they're staying together. And when they pass by, there's a bar in between. Now, for the person who is non-alcoholic, there is no sense of deprivation if that the person doesn't go and drink. And the alcoholic may feel, oh, I can't go and drink. Oh, I am told not to go and drink. May feel deprived. But actually, the non-alcoholic can just think constructive things, do constructive things, and just go on with life with many more important things in life without having the agitation of the desire to indulge. Similarly, for this alcoholic, if that desire went away, if that desire itself went away, then there would be so much relief. So when the relief comes, then a whole new world opens, because so much of the mental energy is consumed by the craving and the resisting and the lamenting. Oh, I want to do it. No, I should not do it. Oh, why did I do it? All that consumes so much energy, and all that can be saved. Energy can be saved if one just can become free from that desire. And the desire will not go away if we indulge in it. Rather, it will grow more and more. When we tolerate it, when we resist it, then it will go away. So, initially, the tolerating the desire might mean more agitation, because we're feeling agitated. I want this, I want it. So, no, I will not do it. No, how can I not do it? I'm feeling deprived. So that may make more agitated. But actually, if we understand, if we just change our conception and think that in this whole bargain, the pleasure is little. Actually, the misery is far greater. Therefore, if I can just get rid of this whole desire, then I'll be relieved. So rather than thinking of that particular pleasure, which is associated with a lot of misery, we focus on the misery and recognize, I just want to break free from all this. And especially if you can look at those who are free from those agitating desires, then we can say, hey, you know, this person is so much freer. I am so agitated, but this person is free. So by spiritual association, we can also recognize that our materialistic desires create so much agitation for us. And if I can just break free from this materialistic desires, then there will be so much peace for me. There is so much more I can do in my life. So by redefining tolerance of desire, by redefining sense control as not a deprivation but as a relief, then we will be able to approach sense control more positively and implement it more effectively. And just as for Nana, we can see the non-alcoholic leading a life while the alcoholic is caught in drinking. Similarly, if you associate with spiritualists, we can see, oh, they have such a better, richer, sweeter life which they are leading free from the agitation of the senses. And that will inspire us also. So association with spiritually minded people is vital for us to change our perception of sense gratification from of controlling sense desires from being deprived to being relieved. And with this perception, this positive perception that I have a better life to lead, and that's why I want to get rid of this whole thing, we'll not so much obsess over what we are giving up, but we will focus on what we are going towards. And that will enable us to feel less deprived and more fulfilled. And thus, we'll become purified and relieved of the agitation over a period of time. Thank you. Hare Krishna.